The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, and just as quickly as that, we welcome you back once again to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the Maryhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, where with the ladies' game done in the book, it is time for the guys' contest. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, producing and engineering, back in the CARE Radio Sports Studios. Tom Councilman here, courtside. Happy that you've decided to join us and share some of your Friday evening with us. Got a great game coming up here next is the Maryhill Mount Academy guys coming into the game at 7-6 and 9-8 of the conference up against a Horton team that is resilient and coming in at 3-10 and 4-13. Starters being introduced by the public address announcer. Allow me to bring them to you. What do you say? First of all, for the Chargers tonight, and head coach Don Smith. They're going to be starting senior Trevor Ottman, and a sophomore in Gannon Becker. A couple of more seniors, Trey Lockwood and Lane Motton, and one more sophomore, Cooper Wishrop. For MHMA and head coach Brad Kunicki, we'll be talking about as the game goes on, but the starting alignment has changed and has worked itself around a little bit differently because they've got some guys banged up and some injuries. Tonight it's going to be 6-foot senior Manasseh Miller. Carson Van Dyke, a 5'9 senior. You'll find Bowden Korbelik, a sophomore at 5'9", and a couple of 6'1" juniors, Johnkin, Nguava, and Sam Joyce. Horton in the traveling royal blue with white lettering and trim, MHMA in the home whites with gold and black. And we'll be back here in the Haverty Gym for the tip-off of high school hoops right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ah!
back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Nice crowd on hand here this evening. It's continued to fill in and fill up, and we get set to go for the guys' contest. And coming into the center circle to jump it off for MHMA is going to be Jonathan Nkwamba. For the Chargers, it's going to be Trevor Ottman. And as the ball goes up, the tip of the way, control down by Horton. We're underway. Horton with the basketball and up the floor with it. It's going to be Gannon Becker. They'll feed it over to the left side. Back to the right, working the baseline a little bit. Couldn't get the easy shot to start things. MHMA is going to start off with a 2-3 zone. Dish around to the left is going to be Becker with it at the point on the Horton offense. He just swings it to the point, back to a wing, to the point, back to the other wing. They just keep rotating it from side to side, swinging it left to right and forcing that defense to burn a little calories running from side to side. So we're almost a minute in. Horton has been running this offense. Haven't seen a shot taken. Now they'll feed it to the free throw line. Back out on top. They dump it to the corner where for the first time flashing out there's going to be Trey Lockwood. Trey's kind of the guy that things go through on this Horton boys team. Lockwood now at the free throw line. Goes up from 10. Puts it in. And there's your first point of the game. Trey Lockwood for two. Horton has broken out on top on its initial possession and took a while to do it. 6:50 to play here in the opening quarter. Up the floor of the basketball is going to be Manasseh Miller. Long cross court over to the left side. It'll be held up there by Van Dyke. He'll swing it to the wing. Sam Joyce has it. Back out on top. Manasseh starts in, feeds to Jonathan. The ball bounced out of his hand and it's going to be saved back out on top. Ravens are going to reset their offense. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Horton leading in early here, 2-0. Sam Joyce again, deep in the left edge. Comes back out on top, and Manasseh gets knocked to the ground, and the foul is going to be on Trey Lockwood. Lockwood, an aggressive, hard player. And that time, in an effort to try to steal the ball the way up on top, he had a little contact happen, and here we go. The feedback over to the left, and Ravens are going to run their offense. Now they lob it down low to Jonathan. Nkwamba on the floor a couple of times, loses the handle, picks it up, rotates, shoots it off the window, but it's no good. And the rebound is tipped out on top, and we got a foul off the ball. And it's going to be against the Ravens. We are 2 minutes into the ball game, 2-0. Horton in front. It will be the first foul by Jonathan Nkwamba for MHMA. Back up the floor is going to come Horton and Gannon Becker. Becker will have it on top. They're going to do the same thing again against that Raven 2-3 zone. Now this time they're just going to pull up for a three that misses. And Manasseh Miller upstairs to rebound it down. Ravens are going to fast break. The driving shot on the other end misses. Joyce with a power rebound follows it up and misses, but was fouled over the back. Sure, Sam's thinking he would have liked to hit that shot and had a chance at a three-point play. Did not. It is a foul, the first foul of the game by Trevor Ottman for Horton. And Sam coming to the line for a pair of free throws. First one will not go in. Ravens continue to look for their first point of the game. 5:37 to play in the opening quarter. Second free throw will not be even close. And it is still 2-0. Horton walking it up the floor. Look to the middle, nothing doing. Back over to the right side, they're going to go. Getting it there to Lane Botten. Back out on top to Becker. Mont will take it again on the right side. Now working between the circles is going to be Wishrop. Mont works it out to the top of the key. Playing at the 1-2 top side right now for the Ravens. It's going to be Van Dyke and Korblik. They'll dump it left. Here's a three. Baseline rims out. No. And offensive board followed up and in by Trevor Ottman. And Horton goes up now 4-0. 4:50 to play in a fast-moving and low-scoring start to the game. The pass into the middle is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the Ravens. Horton basketball from deep in the backcourt. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. And as he comes up the floor of the basketball, Gannon Beckler finds his Chargers leading it here 4-0. He'll cross at the center and a right-hand dribble comes up to the top of the key. Skip pass over to the right side. Looking inside is going to be Martin. No room there. Back out on top to Becker. And we've got a foul off the ball down underneath the basket. And for Morehead Academy. This whistle's on Sam Joyce. Sam picking up his first foul. So each team has committed two fouls so far in the game. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Baseline three, shot way too strong. And the rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Miller coming up with the basketball, and he will fly up the court, run it all the way to the left side, just kind of hands it over to Korbelik, who tries to dribble it out on top, and the tight defense reaches in, commits a foul. Our official will roll over to the scorer's table. Foul's going to be on Gannon Becker. It'll be his first, so no team with anyone with more than one foul apiece. We're halfway through the opening quarter. It is 4-0. Ravens still have not scored, and we are over 4 minutes in. MHMA over to the right side. Out on top it comes. Manasa dumps it into the corner. Bit of a head fake by Korbelik to Manasa. Ravens showing considerable patience, and that's good. It's a close game. Feed to Joyce. Back it comes to Korbelik. Steps inside, puts up the shot. Quite short, rebounding it down. That's going to be Trey Lockwood and Horton back up four with the basketball. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is 4-0. So different than the girls' game that was really high scoring. The guys' game, they're having trouble getting points on the board. Horton with the basketball left top side. It's going to be Lane Martin. Swings it over to the left and the Ravens. The zone defense doing a great job. They're not giving up much. 4 points in the first 5 minutes of the game. That's quite good. Unfortunately for the Ravens, they have not been able to answer with any points of their own. Here's a shot from the outside. No good. And Guapa with a rebound. And the Ravens are back up the floor with it. Inside 3 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Still a 4-0 game. The jump over to the right side. No room. Back on the top. It'll come to Manasa. The Ravens are trying to spread the floor. Widen it out a little bit. Force that defense to run a little farther. Down the feed underneath. And Guapa backs in. Twists. Turns. And there's the bucket. Jonathan Nguaba will have the first points of the game for MHMA, and it is 4-2 with 2:40 to play in the first quarter. These zone defenses are spectacular. If you like a fast game, you don't need a ton of points and long shots like that one. It rattles around and goes in. From deep on the left baseline, Gannon Becker hits the three. It is now 7-2, Horton. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left, first quarter. The feed to the free throw line for the Ravens. Back over to the baseline right. That's going to be Van Dyke. He dribbles toward the middle. Cut off quickly by the defense and has to dribble it back out on top. They'll go to the right side to Korbelik. Out on top to Miller. Here's Van Dyke. Gives it down deep into the corner to Sam. Joyce, no room in there. Brings it back out on top. Horton defense has been pretty good. Here's a three for Manasa. It rattles in, Manasa Miller. Has his first point, and it's 7-5. Minute 40 to play here in the first. Ravens have not made a substitution. Horton has not made a substitution. And talk about MHMA. Samuel Peisch is out. He's suffered an injury a game or so ago, and so they're looking for, hoping that he's able to get well and healed up and back maybe by postseason time. Here's a baseline runner. It's up no good, and the rebound is going to come down to Manasa Miller. But the good news is his grandma is listening. She listens constantly. Grandma Harris, we're glad to have you listening to the game, and we hope you enjoy it. But that bucket made it closer. It's a tie game. It deadlocked at 7, and Horton's going to take a timeout. We're taking a break with him. 58 seconds of play in the first half in Atchison. Horton 7, Paramount Academy 7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Kind of an interesting timeout taken there by Horton as we're down just inside a minute to play in the third quarter, in the first quarter in a tie game. Now they're going to drive into the middle. A little jump shot is going to go up. It's no good. And the rebound is going to be taken away from Nguaba. Taken away by Gannon Becker. His follow shot is up and no good. And now Manasa comes up with the board. Outlets it. Here's Jonathan. Drives in, charges. Jonathan Nkwaba defended perfectly beneath the goal by recent addition to the Horton lineup after that timeout, Ethan Miller. For Nkwaba, a little bit of a problem early on. He's just picked up a second personal foul. Horton coming up the floor, and they're going to have a chance at the final shot of the opening quarter. And they're going to take one here more quickly than I thought. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it will come to Morehill Mount Academy. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. 7-7. Manasa Miller walks it up the floor. A little look over his shoulder to head coach Brad Kunicki. Seeing what he has in mind here. He will drive into the middle. Miller's shot is up. It's no good. Free batter to go down. It's going to be Trey Lockwood. Here comes Horton. 15 seconds, 14. Oop across midcourt at 11. Working his way to the left side with the basketball. It's going to be Horton over on the edge. The feed in the middle of Lockwood. His shot is up. Rolls around. It will not go in, but he got fouled and will be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Manasa Miller. It is his first. And the first free throw is up and will not go in for Trey Lockwood, who has 2 points. Matter of fact, the first 2 points of the game for Horton. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Lockwood will hit one of the two, putting his team up 8-7. Ravens quickly up. Here's a really long shot that they rushed way too much, and that's the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. First quarter of the guys' game here is in the books. It is Horton 8, Morehill Mount Academy 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Tremendous game played at Valley Falls tonight in the ladies' contest. JCN was able to prevail 54-53. Took a big lead in Valley Falls with a huge fourth quarter, but JCN was able to hold on for the W. For Valley Falls, Michaela Yates, 13, Kirkwood, a dozen, Darvo and Brown with 10 apiece. For JCN, it was 17. For Jobbins and Johnson with 13 to lead the way. So there's one of the games going on around the care listing area this evening. There are a lot of them. Clifton Klein losing to Centralia tonight. The Centralia Lady Panthers 19-0. Those are good teams around. We're back to play. The second quarter. Get started. And in the game for MHMA, and it's the first time that I have in a while seen Lansden Taylor. Lansden had his leg banged up a little bit, but is out in there now. We'll see how he does. Ravens with the ball, come out on top. Here's Korbelik launching three. It is going to be well short, rebounding it down Trey Lockwood. Charges up court with the basketball. It is 7-11 to go in the opening half, 8-7, Horton in front. Lockwood at the baseline, shoots it in. He leads his team now with five. Becker has three, and Ottman with the other two. It is 10-7. Chargers in front as we're inside 7 minutes to go in the first half. Boys High School basketball here in the Northeast Kansas League in Atchison, Kansas tonight. Around to the left side with it is MHMA. Lansden Taylor has the ball. He'll cut into the middle, bring it back out on top to Manasa Miller. Tries to drive in, and he'll back it away. Lansden will take it on the right wing. Looks inside. No room there. Kicks it back over to the right. Here's a little runner from the right baseline. It's up. No good. Rebound slapped out on top, and Horton's going to pick it up way up high. Taken down there by Ethan Miller. Miller will bring it up and kick it over to the right side. again, and Becker handles it there, dumps it down into the corner. They go to Lockwood off the block. No room for him. Comes off on top. Here's a three for McAfee, and Luke couldn't get it to fall, but on the rebound, we've got contact at a foul. Fish is going to make his way over to the scorer's table and let us know that this whistle is going to be the second foul of the ball game by Trey Lockwood. Team fouls even at four apiece for both Wharton and Marshall Mount Academy. Now the officials stop and play for a minute, making sure they've got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Wharton is going to be having the ball in play from their offensive end. 6:13 left. They bring it in out on top. The feed in the middle. The shot is up and missed. Point blank shot underneath there for Trevor Ottman, and he was not able to capitalize on the opportunity. Ravens are going to come up with the basketball. They trail it 10-7. We are 6 minutes to go in the first half. Baseline left. Ravens with the basketball. They've got it way down there. Comes back out on top again to Miller. Now driving baseline. Lanson tries to feed. Gets it to Sam. He'll give it back over to Lanson. Taylor cuts into the baseline again. Dishes it across. And back out on top, they're going to come. MHMA moving the ball, but now they're going to turn it over. Little mishandling of the ball with that fast action, and going to come back again to Wharton. 10-7, Wharton in front. Down to the right side, Wharton with the ball. Now as they try to back in, Trevor Ottman is going to be fouled, and I think this is going to be Ty Sam. Officials telling the guys at the scoring table to sit down again for a minute. It'll be Sam Joyce picking up his second foul. Team fouls now 5-4 MHMA with five fouls. Wharton with only four. 5:20 to go in the first half. Chargers with the basketball leading it by three. Wharton really would like to slow this game down. It's two extremely different styles. Wharton stretching it out and being patient and working the ball around the outside and hoping to find something opening up, particularly opening up for Lockwood against this Raven 2-3 zone. Morehill Mount Academy wants to get down the floor. They want to transition. They want to get a quick look and a quick bucket and get back. Here's a feed over to the right side. A long two is up and misses, and the rebound tipped around. Horton's going to come up with the offensive board. Now the feed inside is going to be picked up off the hardwood by the Ravens. Up court with it. Here comes Van Dyke against three defenders. Gets knocked to the floor, and they're going to call it for a travel. No foul. 4:44 to go in that first half. Back up with the Wacom Horton, and we are seeing no points to speak of. Ravens haven't scored yet in the second quarter. Horton has one second quarter bucket for two. This cross-court pass for the Chargers is going to be slapped out of bounds and into the Ravens student section. And now Horton's going to take Ethan Miller out of the game. And Cooper Wishrop is going to come back in. Chargers with the ball on the left side. Wishrop brings it out top of the key. Becker back over to the right. That's Luke McAfee out there. Luke's got plenty of family here. Talked to his grandpa before the game. Now an elbow and an offensive foul. Now this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. That is the third foul on Trey Lockwood. And for Wharton, Trey Lockwood, again, he's the guy this whole thing works around. He's their leading scorer. He's their leading rebounder. And now he's their guy with the leading number of fouls. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 4:11 to go in the opening half here in Atchison. It is Wharton 10, Morehill Mount Academy 7.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
At as we come back. Morecambe Mountain Academy putting the ball in play. Going to have you along with us here this evening. Raymond's on the left side. The shot for three. In and out, no. And the rebound is going to be out of play. Touch last by Horton. Off the fingertips of Trevor Ottman. Out of the court for the Ravens right now. They've added Keegan Mispagel to a lineup that has Carson Van Dyke and Sam Joyce, Jonathan Ngwaba, and Manasseh Miller. And now as the ball comes in, the Ravens are going to turn it over. It comes in to Jonathan, who kicked it right back to Manasseh, who had not had time to get back all the way on the floor yet to the Ravens. Bit of an unnecessary turnover, and here comes Horton down court. Chargers with the basketball, leading it by three. They'll go to the right side. Three-point shot. Nicely done, McAfee from the outside. Luke McAfee will have his first points of the game, and it is now 13-7 with 3.5 to play here in the first half. Scoreboard does not reflect that shot. I'm assuming that it does count, and they just haven't been able to put it up yet. Here's the pass coming up topside and around to the right, holding the hands high in the air, and the Horton defensive feet in the middle for Jonathan. It's going to be knocked away, and Lockwood's going to pick it up. 3:05 to go in the first half. Again, I've got a 13-7. I thought that was a three-point shot. There it is. It's on the board now. Here's a drive to the right side and an offensive foul by Horton. Cannon Becker picking up his second foul of the game. Ravens are going to bring Lanson Taylor in. Also coming into the game for MHMA is going to be a heretofore unrecognizable number 30. No number on the varsity or JV. So I can't tell you who it is. There's the ball loose on the floor. It's rolling around, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Possession, Raven basketball. 13-7, Horton in front. Officials looking to towel down the floor just a little bit. Right beneath the, I'm going to call this the north goal, which is the goal in front of the Horton bench. The goal which, here in the first half, Morehill Mount Academy is shooting toward. They got a towel down. They seem satisfied with that. And here come the Chargers. Cannon Becker coming up the floor with it. 239, 238. We're rolling along toward halftime here. Horton has the ball up six. Here's a three-point shot up, partially deflected. Rebound underneath. The follow shot is up, partially deflected, but we're going to have a Raven foul call. Morehill Mount Academy is going to be whistled for the foul. The official coming over to the scorer's table is going to let us know that Lanson Taylor is going to be credited with this one. At the line, the free throw, I don't know how it ever went in. Kind of falling over, kind of off balance, kind of stumbling. And still, Trevor Ottman is perfect right through the bottom. Picks this one up, and he kind of jumps to the right. This one does not go in, and the Ravens rebound it down. It is 14-7, and the Ravens still have not scored in the second quarter. We're down to 2:20 to go before halftime. MHMA needs to break the ice here and get some points rolling up. Here's the feed into the middle. They're going to throw it away, turning it over. Lanson Taylor was thinking Manasseh Miller was going to break. Manasseh stayed in, setting a screen, and the ball was just thrown into a wave of blue shirts. Now the Ravens are going to kick the ball and going to come back in again at the baseline to Horton. Lane Martin coming back in for Horton and head coach Smith. And into the game, taking Taylor out for coach Kunicki will be Bowden Korbelik. 2 minutes to go in the half. The feed underneath. Lockwood twists and turns, shoots and misses. Rebound is lost out of play. Which way is it going to go? It'll be Raven basketball. Morehill Mount Academy will be putting it in play with inside 2 minutes to go. Manasseh Miller brings it up. Swings it over to the right side. Korbelik back out on top. Miller. The zone defense for Horton, the 2-3 zone, has been really, really good. Ravens having a hard time with it. Haven't scored yet in the second quarter. That's how good it's been. 14-7. Here's Korbelik with it. Back over to Miller. Down deep in the left corner. They'll go to Carson Van Dyke.
No fortune in getting it in the middle yet. Manasa skipped past to Corbley. And reaching in, there's going to be a foul call. That's going to be on Lane Botten. It'll be his first foul. 1:20 to play in the first half. Ravens still looking for a point, any point in the second quarter. MHMA is going to bring it in out topside. Miller's going to hold it up way up high between the circles, holding a ball straight above him, high above his head. Now they try to feed the mill to Inquava, and the pass is batted free, stolen away. Chargers coming up the court with it. 1 minute to go in the opening half. Horton with the basketball. They lead it by 7 at 14-7. Chargers go left side. The feed comes in the middle. A little collision, and the ball is going to break free. It's loose on the floor. Picked back up by the Ravens. Driving down with it. The leans, the twist. Nice shot, and there it is. The Ravens are on the board on the pickup by Manasa Miller with 40 seconds to go in the first. It is 14-9. Back up with it will come Horton. These two teams doing an almost mirror image play. Exactly the same defense, similar offenses. Here's a shot by Lockwood at the middle, missing, and an offensive rebound followed up and missing. And now we're going to have a foul called, and they're going to say it is on Horton. And the beauty of this, or the danger of this, is that both teams had six fouls. That means this foul is going to put us at the free throw line. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game by Horton's Trevor Ottman. And coming to the line for Morehill Mount Academy is going to be Manasa Miller. He'll be there for the 1-1. Stepping to the line with only 17 seconds left here in the first half. 14-9. Horton in front in this extremely low-scoring game so far. Jim's really quiet. Manasa's free throw's good. For some reason, he backpedals away. But no, Manasa, you get a second free throw when you hit that first one. It's the bonus. One more shot coming up. He'll take his time. The 6-foot senior gets the roll, and we'll get them both. Manasa Miller has all of his team's points here in the second quarter, and it's 14-11. Horton coming up the court. They've got 11 seconds, 10 seconds. 9 seconds. They work back to the left side and throw it away. Now the ball will come in at midcourt and the Ravens will have 5 seconds and a chance to tie this game. It's going to come in at midcourt. Who's going to take this shot? It comes into Miller. He'll drive to the left with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The pass inside, the turnaround shot not close. And we've come to the end of the first half. We'll be back summarizing that half for you. We're in Ashes in Kansas. We're at intermission. Horton 14, Morehill Mount Academy 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
It's halftime of the Haverty, and at intermission, it is a 14-11 lead for Horton over MHMA. That's right, 14-11. Remarkably low-scoring contest to this point in the evening.
recapping the first half scoring. It ought not to take too long. I'm searching around here for a few things in the old broadcast bag. Corey Horton takes it away. How about Trey Lockwood with five? Following him, Trevor Ottman, Gannon Becker, Luke McAfee, each with three. Tomorrow Hillman Academy went on to Miller, pays it away. He has seven. Two of his teammates with two apiece. Stick around. Second half for tonight's Guys game coming up shortly here on Care Radio. Opening game tonight found Horton winning in the ladies' contest. Horton going to see if they can come up with a sweep, and Ravens can make it a split. We'll find out. Halftime score here in Atchison. MHMA 14, MHMA 11. We're kicking it back to Neil in the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back with the second half before you know it.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Care Sports Center here in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime score of your featured game. We have 14-11 is the score. Horton leading Marhill Mount Academy. Incredibly low-scoring game, but exciting nonetheless, as Tom Counts is out there on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy bringing us all the action. We'll send it back to Tom in about, five and a half minutes or so. Do have some final scores on the girls' side and some halftime scores on the boys' side. Let's start with the finals thus far. Atchison High girls, a big win at home over Sumner, 44-31, the final there. So we take a look at a couple of Twin Valley League scores. Actually, before we do that, let's mention the score of the game you heard earlier this evening on Care Radio, or maybe you're just tuning in right now and you missed it. Well, the Horton girls picked up a big win against MHMA, 51-46, the final there. Other finals from across the region, Donovan West, a winner at Lynn, 48-40. Centralia defeating Clifton Clyde, 57-30. That's 19 straight for Centralia. Wow. Washington County, a narrow victory over Frankfort, 40-39. A little closer to home as we shift gears to the Big 7 League. Holton, a win over Nemaha Central. So there you go. That may be a bit of a surprise. Holton, 34. Nemaha Central, 30. Again, these are girls' finals from earlier this evening. Sabetha, a two-point win over Royal Valley, 32-30. A lot of close games this evening. And one that was not close was Jackson Heights and McLeod, as the Cobras were able to get the victory, 43-6. And a couple more scores. Actually, let's go to the boys' scores that we have right now. Halftime scores. Donovan West boys are leading Lynn, 25-12 at the halftime break. Wetmore ahead of Cornerstone, 37-17. Clifton Clyde boys are leading Centralia 32-20 at the half. And I think I have one more. Actually, I think we've got a third quarter score here. End of the third quarter, Wetmore leading Cornerstone 56-26. So most of the games a little bit ahead of where we are right now with Marhill Mount Academy and Horton, where that boys game did go fairly quickly, but we're still behind the rest of the region. 14-11 is your halftime score. Horton leading it over Marhill Mount Academy. We're going to take a break. We'll take a look at that sports schedule here in just a bit.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Now look at the CARES sports schedule. Tomorrow, Benedictine College on the road as they take on Park University. 2 o'clock for the women, followed by the men. The final regular season game of the year. Best of luck to your Ravens. If you can't make the trek down there to Park, hey, we got you covered right here on CARE Radio. And then peeking ahead to next week, Tuesday, final week of the high school basketball regular season, as we will have coverage of ACCHS home against Jackson Heights Tuesday evening. We will take a break. We'll send it out to Tom Counts in about 2 minutes. We'll get it back out to Marhill Mount Academy and coverage of the Ravens and the Horton Chargers.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 18 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 25. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Good to have you back with us here at the Haverty Gym on the MHMA campus. We're set to go to the second half. The visitors from Horton High School out in front, 14-11. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with the here courtside, and the Ravens are putting the ball in play, and we've got a different look for Morehill Mount Academy here to begin the second half. Big collision, bodies on the floor, no foul there. Lance and Taylor's got the ball. He's got it up top side. Carson Van Dyke in there. He's got Sam Joyce. Brody Copeman in the game. And rounding it out, Raven leading scorer, Manasseh Miller. I'm going to fix Manasseh's number I had at the half. 9 for Manasseh. Not 7, he's got 9 of his team's 11 points. Here's a feed in the middle. Ball's going to be batted away from Joyce. Picked back up by Horton. So how about that? Manasseh Miller has 9 of his team's 11 halftime points. And Horton coming back down court with the ball. Horton's leading scorer has 5.
Chargers work the ball around to the left side and bring it back off on top. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's a baseline three. That thing was blocked. What a job by Copeman to get upstairs and knock that thing away. Kamenasa up the floor with it. Finds Lanston. It's knocked away. Taylor's able to pick it back up. Drives it out on top. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's stolen away by Horton. Taken away by Gannon Becker. And Gannon brings it up the floor for the Chargers. They dish it over to the left side. Lane Motton. 6:20 to go in the still scoreless third quarter. A lot of this game has been scoreless. It is a low-scoring business. Here's a 15-footer. Round and around and bounces. It goes in. First bucket of the game for Cooper Wishrop. And it's now 16-11. Horton. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Back out on top of it, Manasseh Miller. And Horton has stayed with the same formula that has kept this low scoring, staying with that 2-3 zone defense. Ravens having just a nightmarish time getting the ball inside. They work over to the left, and now we're going to get an offensive foul. Sam Joyce pleading his case to the officials. The officials having none of it. So for Sam, it will be foul. I've got for three. Let's see. Make sure that we concur. It is three fouls. Sam Joyce. And now Sam will check out. And back in for Morehill Mount Academy is going to be Jonkin and Guava. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 16-11 Horton. Back towards the right side. Charges the basketball. Wishoff has it. Dumps it over to Becker. He'll look into the middle. Doesn't have any room there. So he says, I'll just bring it back out on top to Connor. Dumps it over to the left. Ravens stayed in their zone defense, allowing nothing in the middle. I just can't get over how absolutely spectacular these defenses have been tonight. Way out on top where the ball is going to be Wishrop. Ravens running the same 2-3 that we've seen from Horton tonight. Right now, the Hortons being more patient, and they're not looking to make that entry pass very quickly. Now, there it will come on the floor once, and we're going to get a foul by Manasseh. Horton works around and works around and just takes all kinds of time, not in any kind of a hurry at all. It's going to be the second foul, by the way, for Nguaba's second foul of the second half for the Ravens. Driving in, the one-handed runner is up and good for Lockwood, and he's got seven. It is now 18-11, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's do it! Neal's 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Your score from Atchison, Kansas. Horton, 18. Morehill Mount Academy, 11.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Horton Chargers have come out here in the third quarter and have scored the first 4 points. In fact, they have come out here in the third quarter and scored the only 4 points. And now lead Morehill Mount Academy 18-11. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil in the studio. Tom Couchett here in the Haverty Gymnasium. MHMA is going to come out of the timeout, and they will bring Keegan Mispagel into the game. Manasseh Miller is going to take the inbound pass. It'll be brought in by Lanston Taylor. Brody Copeman is out there providing some height on this team and seeing if that can help him in the middle, along with Jonathan Nguaba. Ravens will try to drive in. Taylor, no room, comes back out on top. The kick back over to the right side. MHMA, there's a little bump from the defense, and Horton will pick up a foul. It'll be Lane Motton with his second foul and the first Horton foul of the second half. We're almost halfway through the third quarter. Ravens are going to bring it back in. And again, top side with it. That's Keegan. And as it's passed down to the baseline, Lance Taylor drives along the baseline from the corner toward the basket, and he gets fouled. That will be on Trevor Ottman. And Trevor's going to be the second Horton player to have picked up a third foul. Here's an inbound. The shot for three is up and missing. Rebound battled for. It's going to be lost out of play. It'll be Horton basketball. So Horton will make a substitution, taking Ottman with that third foul out of the lineup and entering the game for Horton for the first time tonight. We're going to see a big sophomore, Caden Smith. So Smith comes in. And here comes the Horton offense. Smith has the ball in the middle. It's knocked out of his hands. He's able to get back on recovery. The running shot for the baseline. Up, no good. And three players reach in, tie up the ball. And they'll call a jump basketball possession coming back to Horton. Now the Chargers are going to take Motten out of the game. And Luke McAfee comes back in. Luke with 3 points in the opening half on a tremendous three-point shot. Here's a feed underneath and a shot up and good. Trey Lockwood with his 9 point. 20-11. And Horton with the kind of scoring that we're seeing, 20-11, that's a long way to come back with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three. Won't drop. Rebounding it down, Horton. Three-point shot by Keegan Mispingle from the left edge. Just wouldn't go in. Lockwood rebounds it down, and Horton coming back up the floor with it. Over to the left side, it's going to be Wishrop. Dumps it down deep into the corner. Cannon Becker comes out on top. A little contact, a flop, no foul called. Now driving in off the block. The shot is up and missing, and this time we're going to get a blocking foul called on the Ravens. Trying to draw the foul is Jonathan Ngwaba. He raced down there, tried to get himself set just below the block down near the baseline, but didn't get there in time. It'll be his third foul of the night. So Ngwaba and Joyce each have three fouls, and the first of two free throws is up and good for Trey Lockwood. Lockwood has his 10th point of the game. Second one, no good. So it is 21-11. Ravens down 10, inside 3 minutes to go. And MHMA, who waited a long time to score in the second quarter, still hasn't scored in the third quarter. And now the ball down to the baseline right, and a whistle and a foul. MHMA is trying everything right now, and it's really, as much as anything, tremendous defense being played by Horton. Now the Ravens are going to make a lineup change, taking Coatman out of the game, and into the lineup is going to come Brandon Wilkes. And now the Ravens on the inbound, commit a foul and turn it back over. So the foul is going to be, I think, for Keegan. Keegan Mispingle's first foul. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 21-11 Horton. Here's a running feed in the middle and contact and another foul by Manasseh. Manasseh Miller picking up his third foul. And we're seeing a little frustration, I think, now for the Ravens. They're having a hard time scoring in the game. They only scored, 4 points in the seven in the first quarter, four in the second, haven't scored at all yet in the third. And we've got less than 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Chargers are going to put up a three. I'm surprised to see it, and it misses. That was probably a bad idea, and the rebound call is pulled down by the Ravens. Here comes MHMA. Wilkes coming up with a rebound, but Austin Miller into the forecourt. Feet to Wilkes off the block. Shot up good, and the Ravens are on the board here in the second half. Wilkes gets his first point of the game, 21-13. And we've got 2:07 to go in the third. The feed to the right side. Two defenders try to sandwich Trey Lockwood, and one of those Ravens commits a foul. It's going to be quickly his second foul on Keegan Mispagel. Chargers bring Ethan Miller into the game, taking out Cooper Wishrop. It'll be Horton basketball. They're going to bring it in and out on top. Nearly another foul by Manasseh. Over it goes to the right side where the three-pointer is on its way and caroms up and over the top of the backboard and no good. Out of bounds, it'll come back in again to the Ravens. That shot missed by Luke McAfee. Luke is one of three from the outside now in the ball game, and we've got a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Morehill Mount Academy with the ball, trailing it 21-13. Over to the right side with it is going to be Lance and Taylor. Comes off on top. Manasseh, he'll take it down the right side of the lane. Has no room. Dumps it over to Wilkes. Down at the baseline. He's running one-handed. Jump shot is up and no good. Bodies all over the floor in the backcourt. As the rebound is hauled down by Hort. They run up the floor. McAfee will bring it up, and as he gets across midcourt, stops up there. Let everybody else join him up the floor. Horton again is going to slow it down. Their skip pass goes to the block, and we're going to have a foul on Wilkes. Official's going to come over to the scorer's table, and he'll make it official. So Wilkes will have picked up his first foul. And for the Ravens, here's the deal. That is seven fouls. Chargers are coming to the line. It's Wilkes' second foul. Let me recount that. Chargers of Horton coming to the free throw line already here in the third quarter. Caden Smith's front half is up and good. So Caden Smith has been in the game for a very short time. He's the most recent guy to come in. Only a sophomore. First time at the free throw line. Puts one up right in there. Looking over the second one. It is perfect as well. So Caden Smith with 2 points, and it's again a 10-point lead for the Chargers. It is 23-13. 1:10 to go in the third. The feed comes back in to Joyce, who's back in the game. His shot is up and won't fall through. And a rebound to Luke McAfee, Horton up the court. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. McAfee brings it up. We're going to get to Manasseh. Hook pass over to the left side of the lane. The shot is up and missing, but we got another foul on Wilkes. And it has not taken him long to pick up three fouls. 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Front half here is up and good. And coming into the game, Caden Smith is quickly 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And Wilkes coming back out of the game, and Coatman comes back in. Second free throw. Got it! 25-13. This is the largest advantage of the evening for Horton. And we've got 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lance and Taylor will have it on the left side for the Ravens. He will go into the lane, comes back out of top. Manasseh, an uncontested three, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be hauled down by Horton. Gannon Becker comes down with the basketball, and he gets tangled up, tied up in the backcourt. And we're going to get another Raven foul, and if so, this is going to be on Miss Pagel. And for Keegan, that's three. So for the Ravens, Manasseh Miller, Jonathan Nguaba, Sam Joyce, Keegan Mispagel, and Wilkes all have three fouls apiece. And Horton's back at the free throw line. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. The front half of the 1-1 is up. It is no good by Becker, and the rebound coming down to Morehill Mount Academy. Coast to coast, a shot by Manasseh. Blocked and a foul. And the Ravens will be coming to the free throw line. Manasseh Miller will come to the stripe with 27 seconds left in the third quarter. That is only the fourth foul of the second half by Horton. Manasseh's free throw? Nope. Ravens have 2 points in this quarter. And those came with 2:10 to play. One more shot coming up here for Manasseh. He's got 9, and there's his 10th point of the night. 25-14. Chargers coming up the court. Looks like a team that's willing to settle for the final shot of the half, or the third quarter, rather. Approaching the end of the third quarter. I see that score. I would like to think it's a low-scoring half. And now the pass in the middle, stolen by the Ravens.
Here comes Morehead Academy. Van Dyke goes left side. His shot is up. It's no good, and he got fouled. So with 4 seconds to go in the third, we're going to have free throws taken by Carson Van Dyke, who is looking for his first point tonight. It's going to be a couple of fouls now on Horton's Caden Smith. Van Dyke's free throw now. Carson still looking for that first point of the game. Ravens have scored 3 here in the third quarter. This free throw is good. And it's 25-15. Up court it comes. The long 3 at the buzzer. Rims off. And we're going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. After 3 here at the Haverty Gym. It's Horton 25, MHMA 15.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
That's your Horton lead here on the road tonight at Morehead Mount Academy in a game that has been played the way the score reflects. These teams have slowed it down and played that nice zone defense. Defense has been extremely sound by both teams. Ravens are going to put it in play to begin the fourth quarter. And they go straight back to the zone. And Manasseh Miller drives in and scores. And just 10 seconds into the fourth quarter, the Ravens have scored. They're back to within 8. 12 points for Manasseh Miller. And it's 25-17. Back over to the right side of the basketball, Chargers. We'll see how patient they will be. Here's Trey Lockwood with it. They'll go to the free throw line, kick it back. Now off the block, the shot is up and knocked away, batted around. It'll be saved by Lockwood. He comes back off on top, and Luke McAfee handles the ball from there. 7:17 to go. And Horton moving the ball. You look at the eyes of the players, and you can see that they are not even looking at the rim. Scoring is not paramount for them right now. They are just looking to control the ball, not turn it over, not make any mistakes, and force the Ravens to try to come from behind with some really limited possession. Jordan has taken a lot of time with each possession they've had. Here's a three-point shot. Set up. Nope. Rebound Ravens. And we've got a Raven a little slow coming up the floor here. Manasseh Miller will go coast to coast, fall down, trip, stumble, travel, and Horton's going to have it back. Checking into the game for the Chargers, Trevor Ottman is going to come back in. Also coming back in is going to be Cooper Wishrop. So for Horton, we've got, looking out here, pretty much a starting five. For the starting five, Ethan Miller rounds it out, and Coach Smith is going to take a timeout. I'm sure he's going to remind his guys, we've got the lead, we've got some time, and here we go. Timeout on the court, Neil, with 6.5 to go in the game. Horton 25, Marshall Mount Academy 17.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Six and a half minutes of play in tonight's high school game here on Ken Radio. We're so glad you're with us. We would invite you to be with us again tomorrow afternoon as it will be the final regular season game of the college basketball season for Benedictine. As they will wrap up the regular season at Park. We'll be with them
Ravens and the Pirates. Ladies game at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The guys game at 4. After that, then we'll be able to figure out just who's playing whom and where, because it'll be conference tournament time. So stay with us on Clear Radio. We'll keep you up to speed with all of those matchups. Horton coming out of the timeout, puts the ball back in play. They'll feed in the middle of Lockwood. Comes back out on top. They'll swing it left. And again, Horton, extremely, extremely patient. You got to be impressed with how well they have been able to fight the urge to take shots when guys like to shoot the ball a little bit. But this team, if it's not some kind of a gimme, they're not going to put it up. 5:40 left in the game. Joyce nearly commits a foul, reaching in for the ball, but no whistle. Back out on top. The Chargers go with it. Still 25-17. Now 5.5 minutes left. They'll drive in. Here's a runner pulled up and hit. Cutting into the middle, Cooper Wishoff will have his fourth point. And the Ravens back down the floor, trending again by 10. 27-17. MHMA with it out on top. Lanson Taylor cuts across at the free throw line, brings it back to the middle. Top side with it. Goes to Van Dyke. Now from the baseline, the shot quickly taken by Manasseh Miller. It's no good, and Horton rebounds it down, and again, they walk this thing up the floor. Pass up court, right side, Wishrop. Ravens extend their defense a little bit now. Back over to the left side, Chargers have it. Skip pass out. Now they're going to actually bring that zone out and pursue the ball all the way to near midcourt, and that's risky business, because that's what Horton would like to see. If you bring it out that far, you're going to have a lot of daylight in the middle, okay? There's a lot of space and a lot of gaps, and you're going to get somebody to come off the screen. You're going to get a little back door. You're going to get some kind of an easy layup, and they will take an easy layup here. Leading it by 10 with 4:15 to go. The feed to the corner, passing up an uncontested three, now cutting in off the window, and the layup is missed, and rebounded. Going to be brought back down by Manasseh Miller. That was a good shot to take. They just didn't finish it, and Ravens coming up the floor. We've got less than 4 minutes to play. Driving in, Lanson Taylor, and the blocking foul is going to put Lanson at the line for two. The whistle is going to be the fourth foul of the evening on Horton's Trevor Ottman. It'll be six fouls by Horton. However, a shooting violation, and Lanson Taylor looks for his first point of the game. The first of two shots will not go in. It is still a 10-point lead for Horton, 27-17. Brody comes out of the game for Morehill Mount Academy, and Jonathan Ngwaba comes back in. Taylor's second free throw is good. So Lanson Taylor will have his first point tonight. And we will take a timeout with Coach Kunicki. Taking a break with 3:57 to go in tonight's guys' game. It's Horton, 27, Barham Out Academy, 18.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back out of the court now for the Ravens is going to be Lanson Taylor, Jonathan Ngwaba, Manasseh Miller, Sam Joyce, and Carson Van Dyke. Out there for Horton, putting the ball in play. From the backcourt is going to be Trey Lockwood, and the Ravens have elected to change up the defense. They're now going to go to man full court pressure. They're pressing hard on the inbound. It is brought in by Lockwood, and coming up the floor with it will be Ethan Miller. Miller will take it across the timeline. You've got Caden Smith out there also. You've got Gannon Becker. Here's a shot up. Parsley deflected. Offensive rebound and another Raven foul. And running it out of the way for Horton is Cooper Wishrock. for Morehill Mount Academy. Renata collects his fourth foul tonight. Chargers coming to the line. It's stepping up here. It's going to be Caden Smith. The big guy is 4-4. 5-5. He will hit that one for his fifth point of the game. His only scoring has come at the free throw line, and he did not enter the game for the first time until in the second half. For the Ravens, and Quaba will come out. We're going to get what I suspect may be in some kind of an offense-defense switch-up. Nathan Randolph, a freshman, has come in. The second free throw by Smith is good, and he's hit all six of his free throws tonight. An 11-point lead for Horton with 3:35 to play. MHMA with the basketball. I'll feed it into Sam Joyce. Free throw line. Nothing there. It goes back over to the left. Lands in Taylor's three. Is up. It's no good. And Horton coming down with the rebound. They'll double up in the backcourt. And Chargers are able to get it away and bring it up the floor. They'll work their way down the left side. Change direction. Come down into the middle of the lane. Through three defenders. The shot is rejected. And that thud you hear, I'm sure you had to hear that right by below us here, is a landing of Ethan Miller on the floor, man. He landed hard, but he springs right back up. Seems to be perfectly good. It'll be Horton ball here at the baseline. They're going to come way out on top, and it'll be taken right near midcourt by Becker. He'll start over to the left side, pulls up his dribble. 3 minutes to play in the game now. 29. Ravens trailing in this game. They have never led, and now the ball is going to be stolen, and it's a breakaway for Lanston, and they will let him go in and score. Nobody wanted to commit a foul on that play. That was going to be an easy two, and Taylor has his third point tonight. It is 29-20. 2:40 to go. A three-possession lead for Horton. Now the feed down to the baseline is going to be slapped out of bounds. Randolph touches the last for the Ravens. Horton is going to rotate. Wishrop back into the game and over to the right side. 2.5 minutes left. Horton has the basketball, leading it by 9. Wishrop pulls up his dribble, in a little trouble, bats it away. Now it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Lanes and Taylor just headlong after that basketball. The officials are going to talk about it, and they're going to say it's Horton ball. 2:23 left. It'll come in for Becker. And now they're going to bring him up a little further. And here we go. Becker looking, skips it in. And the Chargers have the ball in play. 2:15 now to go. Now way out top side, you got Trey Lockwood dribbling the ball. Trey has not scored in the fourth quarter, but he leads his team with 10. Now he will drive in, dishes it over, and the layup is missed. Rebound, offensive board, followed and missed. But a foul is going to put Horton at the line. Is that the last one on Manasseh? No, it's going to be a foul on Lanson. So a break for the Ravens there. Miller is right in there with Lanson Taylor. But Lanson will commit his second foul of the game. And back of the line for Horton. It is up and in, and right now, Caden Smith is red hot. He's, what, 7 of 7 now at the free throw line? Ravens are going to bring Brody back into the game, and Joyce will come off. This free throw will not go in. Taylor coming up with the board. It is 30-20 Horton, and we are inside 2 minutes to play. The upcourt pass is going to be batted away. We have contact, a whistle, and a foul, and Horton is going to be putting the Ravens at the free throw line. Lanson Taylor is going to step up there. It'll be the third foul of the night for Gannon Becker. 1:59 to play. Horton with the lead. Ravens looking for some magic here at home to battle back, but they have very little time to do it. Free throws up and in. Free throws are one way to get back in the game pretty quickly. You can score points and have no time come off the clock. One more shot coming up here for Lanson. He will hit them both. He's three out of four at the free throw line. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. A minute 59 to play here in Atchison. Horton 30, Barnhill Mount Academy 22.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
For the Horton ladies winning in the opening contest tonight, the Horton guys with the lead just inside 2 minutes to play. Welcome back to the Hammerdy Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas on the Morgan Mount Academy campus. Ravens in the home white, Horton in the traveling royal blue uniform. And as the Chargers put it in play from deep in the backcourt, they are going to be faced with full court pressure defense by the Ravens. It'll be brought in play in the backcourt and quickly brought back to the inbound man. That was Lockwood. We have a huge block in the backcourt, no foul. And the driving layup is going to be up and good by Lockwood. Trey Lockwood has the 12th point of the game, and again, it's a 10-point lead, 32-22. Ravens back down court with it, and we've got a minute 40 to go. On the left side, Brody for three. No. Rebound tipped out. Horton will control it down, and Tim Lockwood will bring it up the floor. Now outlets it across the timeline into the fourth court. It's going to be Luke McAfee. Got a lot of faith in Luke McAfee and his ball handling skill. He'll dish it back over behind him, and we're down to a minute 20 to go, and Horton once again putting this thing a bit in the refrigerator. Not totally in the deep freeze, but they're cooling it down. The dribble over to the left side. The dish back out on top. Again, it's going to be McAfee. Cuts into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Kansas. Luke McAfee's fifth point in the game. And it's now 34-22, and we've got a minute left. Horton up a dozen. Carson Van Dyke will go three. Can't make it. Get ball, and Horton rebounds it down. Chargers with the ball. 40 seconds left. Driving in, and this time, Gannon Becker kind of loses his balance a little bit, drives into the lane. Did they call a foul, though? They did. They're going to call a foul on Lanson Taylor. I didn't realize he probably got that much in there, but three fouls for Lanson. The free throw is up and a bit short. So Becker, who has 3 points tonight on an opening quarter three-point shot, is 0-2 at the free throw line this evening. Second one here will fail also, and Lanson Taylor rebounds it down. Here comes the Raven offense. Lanson, coast-to-coast, shoots, draws a foul, coming to the line. And this is what the coaching staff did not want to see happen. But for the Ravens, again, their best opportunity to score some points here with no time coming off the clock. It is the third foul tonight for Caden Smith of the Chargers. At the line for Morehill Mount Academy, Lanson Taylor, who has hit his last three free throws and has 5 points in the game, all of them here in the fourth quarter. This free throw, not going to get in. One more shot for Lanson. Hoops tomorrow on Care Radio with the Benedictine Ravens. Ladies at 2 in the afternoon and the guys at 4. Second free throw is very wide to the right side. And Trey Lockwood rebounds it down. Chargers coming up with the basketball after a couple of misses there. Full court pressure. Wharton has the ball stolen away. And we have a big collision from the backside. Bodies all around the floor. And this one is going to be on Horton's Gannon Becker. Gannon came racing into the middle, and it was, I'm not sure what he thought he was going to be able to get away with, because there were people in front of him, and he just kind of crashed into the center. Coming to the line, Manasseh. First free throw. Won't quite go in. They've called that an intentional foul, by the way. So we'll go. Second free throw for Manasseh will not go in. And it will be Raven basketball. So there was an opportunity to pick up a couple of free throws and maybe a three here and just a little under half a minute to go, but couldn't collect. Here's a three from the baseline. Lanson misses and Horton rebounds it back down. 20 seconds left. Chargers say slow it down. Coaching staff is on his feet. He's got a hand in the air like a traffic cop saying, guys, slow this thing down. Just back it out. Don't take any shots. Horton will run the ball out on top. 8 seconds left. They'll run it around to the edge. The feet to the wing, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Atchison. The Horton Chargers, 34. Farnhamout Academy, 22. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
It was a low-scoring ball game, but that's exactly what Horton wanted it to be. They played tough defense. They were extraordinarily patient on offense, and they were able to come away with a victory tonight at Marhillmount Academy, 34-22. Leading the way for Horton was your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Trey Lockwood. Trey had a dozen tonight and led his team. Caden Smith came off the bench to score 7 on 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Luke McAfee had 5-4 tonight for Cooper Wishrop and 3-piece for Trevor Ottman and Gannon Becker. For the Ravens, Manasseh Miller, the only player in double figure scoring. He had 12. It drops into Lanson Taylor with 5, 2-piece for Wilkes and Ngwaba. 1 tonight for Carson Van Dyke as the Ravens move to 7-7 and 9-9. Gorton goes to 4-10 on the conference, and that is their 5th win this year. They are 5-13 on the season. Big night for Horton tonight. Ladies and guys both winning at Marhillmount Academy. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball here on CARE. Join us. BC Women at 2. The BC Men at 4. Beat Ravens at Park. Wrapping up the regular season. Final regular season game tomorrow for Benedictine. Then it's on to conference tournament play. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Until we reach you tomorrow from Parkville, Missouri, for Neil, who's a producer and engineer in the studio tonight. Neil, thank you very much. Tom Counts here in the Haverty Gym saying so long, everybody.